Welcome to the Wonder World podcast, where we compile poetry, stories, cool facts, and fun for curious kids. I'm Pam.
And I'm Olivia, and this is the first week of April. April is Adopt a Ferret Month and Adopt a Greyhound Month. How do you think your parents would react if you came home with a ferret and a greyhound? You know, not separately, but both.
I know. I was going to say, like, if you brought home one, we could probably have a conversation about keeping it. But if you brought both home at the same time, that might be a little too much.
See, that sounds like a picture book, The Ferret and the Greyhound.
Oh, it could be. Yeah, sure.
April is also Jazz Appreciation Month. I do appreciate some jazz.
It's fantastic
music. It's also Filipino Food Month, Keep America Beautiful Month, and National Poetry Month. Hey, it's our favorite.
Yes. April 1st is April Fool's Day. Do you have any pranks planned?
I'm not going to tell you that.
April 2nd is Autism Awareness Day and Children's Picture Book Day. All right, Olivia, what was one of your favorite picture books?
That's very hard. We had a lot of really good picture books. Probably Thanksgiving is Here. That was one of my favorite picture books because Mom would always pull out the seasonal picture books around October, so we would have Halloween and Thanksgiving. We would read them.
Yeah, that was fun. That was like the whole family goes to Thanksgiving at Grandma's house, and it was a delightful book.
The illustrations are great.
Yes, they were. Well, April 4th is Jeep 4x4 Day. April 6th is Fresh Tomato Day.
Ooh.
International Pillow Fight Day and International Firewalk Day. Now, we do not recommend firewalking, but we do recommend listening to the bonus audio about the culture and science of firewalking in the members-only area. April 7th is Metric System Day, and there are some fun activities for Kids Club members about this day, too. We explore all kinds of fun and interesting things with Wonder World Kids Club members.
On April 1st, in 1976, the Apple Computer Company was formed by Steve Jobs and Steve Wozniak. Do you think they ever would have imagined how far their company would go with iPhones, iPads, and everything else they developed?
I seriously doubt it. Like, at that time, just the idea of getting computers onto people's desktops was a huge thing because computers had always been the size of rooms before. And now we carry something that used to be the size of the room in our pocket.
That's really impressive. Didn't they start out in their garage?
I think they probably did, yeah.
On April 2nd in 1902, the first movie theater was opened in the USA. On April 6th in 1917, the United States declared war on Germany during World War I. And on the same day in 1930, the Hostess Twinkie was invented. Have you ever eaten a Hostess Twinkie? Well, today we have some Twinkie trivia for you. Was the original Twinkie filled with A, strawberry cream, B, banana cream, or C, chocolate cream? Take a guess, and we will be right back with the answer.
On April 4th, 1928, poet Maya Angelou was born. On April 5th, 1856, Booker T. Washington, educator and civil rights leader, was born. And on April 6th, 1483, Italian painter Raphael was born. And then finally, on April 7th in 1770, poet William Wordsworth was born. And now for the Wonder World Kids Club birthdays. On April 2nd, Louis L. of Indiana and Jubilee M. of Alabama will each celebrate a birthday. Jude W. of Oklahoma was born on April 3rd. Wayne T. of Georgia will blow out candles on April 4th. Caleb of Virginia has a birthday on April 5th. And April 6th is the day that Drew E. of Michigan, Nathan G. of Massachusetts, and Noble W. of Texas will turn another year older. And last but not least, Reuben B. of Tennessee will celebrate on April 7th. Happy birthday, Wonder World Kids Club members!
The word of the week is voracious. Voracious describes someone who has a huge appetite. It can also be used figuratively to mean excessively eager, as in voracious reader. Are you or someone you know a voracious reader or a voracious eater? Use voracious in your conversations this week.
Hey, Olivia, why can't your nose be 12 inches long?
I don't know.
Because then it would be a foot.
What object is king of the classroom?
I don't know.
the ruler.
And now, here's some jokes from our listeners.
My name is Lucia. I'm 6 years old. I live in Texas, and I have a joke to share with you. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Banana.
Banana who?
Banana.
Banana who?
Banana.
Banana who?
Orange.
Orange who?
Orange again. I didn't say banana again.
Hi, I'm Ethan. I am 8 years old, and I have a joke to share with you. Why did the chicken ring the doorbell? Because he was bought out of the house.
Hi, my name is Sawyer. I live in Georgia. I'm 8 years old, and my joke is, what did the otter do to his package? He sealed it up.
Was the original Twinkie filled with A, strawberry cream, B, banana cream, or C, chocolate cream? The answer is B. Twinkies were originally filled with banana cream.
Oh, what do you think about that?
I don't know how I feel about that. I'm not a big banana person.
I am not a big banana cream person, like anything banana flavored. I like bananas, but banana flavored things, not so much.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever actually had a Twinkie before.
That's because your mother looked after your diet. William Wordsworth was born in England on April 7th, 1770. Today, we are sharing one of his poems with you. My heart leaps up. My heart leaps up when I behold a rainbow in the sky. So was it when my life began. So is it now I am a man. So be it when I shall grow old, or let me die. The child is father of the man, and I could wish my days to be bound each to each by natural piety.
Thanks for joining us this week. We hope you'll tune in again next week on episode 53 of the Wonder World podcast. Until next time,
keep wondering.